everybody. Welcome to episode 549 of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This episode is an interview I did with writer Greg Pak at New York Comic Con a couple of weekends ago. And I just wanted to come on here because Greg talks about, in the interview, a Kickstarter that he has going called The Princess Who Saved Her Friend. So it's a sequel to The Princess Who Saved Herself, which is written by Greg and also his writing partner, Jonathan Colton. And The Princess Who Saved Her Friends has art by Takeshi Miyazawa, who is Greg's collaborator on the Mech Cadet U title that I've talked about on the podcast numerous times. And Greg and I talk about it at New York as well in our chat. It's a great all-ages story about a boy and his giant robot. So, you know, who wouldn't love that? But the reason I wanted to come on here before the interview is to remind everybody about the Kickstarter and to let you know when this episode is released, there's only about 24 hours left. You have until 9 a.m. Mountain Standard Time on Wednesday, October 17th to go and pledge for the Kickstarter. Now, the Kickstarter has already reached its goal, and in fact, it's more than doubled its goal, and they've reached some stretch goals as well. So if you want to go and check it out, I highly encourage you to do that. It's a great story. Greg really enjoys telling stories about young kids, and he has a real great sensibility for telling children's stories and stories for kids of all ages. So The Princess Who Saved Herself was a great story, and my 7-year-old daughter loves it. And I'm definitely pledging for this one as well. So I encourage you to go and check it out yourself. So as always, thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, this is Jace coming to you live once again from New York Comic Con. I'm here with comic creator Greg Pak. Greg, it's always good to see you. Thanks for joining me.
Likewise, man. Thanks so much for having me.
So one of the favorite things that you've ever done for me, Mech Cadet U. Like, I've been such a fan for, you know, a long time. We've had you on the show before, but man, this thing has completely exceeded my expectations. Remind listeners what Mech Cadet U is all about.
So Mech Cadet U is the story of a kid named Stanford U, a janitor's kid, who bonds with a giant robot and ends up joining the elite Sky Corps Academy. So he's an underdog hero who ends up, you know, in an academy with a bunch of snobs, and it's kind of like Harry Potter meets Pacific Rim. So there's a lot of great conflict between the kids and bonding, and they fight monsters. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, we've been talking about it a lot on the show. I've been telling listeners, great bedtime story, great to get kids interested in comics and reading in general, because what kid doesn't want to have a pet giant robot, right?
Yeah, exactly. No, I think it's you know, I've loved these kinds of stories forever. And I realize it's not just giant robots. It's like any story where a kid bonds with some kind of monster or something big. You know, I mean, I even remember like those old Disney, you know, made-for-TV Disney shows where, you know, like the kid befriends the deer or the bear or whatever. You know, it's always like the kid's throwing rocks at the animal. It's like, go back to nature at the end because the hunters are coming. But I think there's something strong about that. You know, it's like where the wild things are. It's all that kind of stuff. Like, because as a kid, you're sort of small and helpless. And there's a huge... I think there's a big fantasy of getting a really strong friend who's going to be your buddy, you know, who's going to help protect you and everything. So anyway, and I've loved robots since I was a kid, so it's been a fun dream project of mine that folks have really supported. It's been amazing.
Yeah, and I think something else that kids can identify with, I know when I was a kid, I always imagined or fantasized about being part of some, you know, elite squadron,
yeah,
whatever,
and
belonging, right? And
yep.
So Stanley, as you mentioned, janitor's kid, his mom's like, what? Wait, what? You can't be doing this. And the other kids kind of look down on him. Mm-hmm. At first, you know, but he's really finding his own way, and it's his story, his story of growth and, yep, and belonging and being included, right?
Yep.
And that's an important lesson to teach kids.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's also about, you know, like figuring out how to do the right thing in a complicated world, you know? But yes, that whole thing of like finding your crew, you know, like when I was a kid, you know, like I loved, you know, I loved the Lord of the Rings. I loved the Lloyd Alexander Prydain series, which is also like a fantasy series with a group of here. I love D&D, you know, like that whole thing about a group of friends coming together in an adventure story has always been really compelling to me. You know, it's like the X-Men. So it's just been a ton of fun to write. And Tak Miyazawa was the artist. I've worked with him on a ton of stuff. We co-created Amadeus Cho back in the day. And he just has such a great feel for character You know, like, and he gets all the little subtle humor and the big humor and just the little emotional moments. Like, there's a lot here between Stanford and his mom. Mm-hmm. You know, like, he's the son of an immigrant mom who's, you know, just working hard and wants to keep her son safe. You know, and so there's a lot of, you know, kind of small intimate family stuff that that Toxis just delivers so beautifully. So it's a huge pleasure to work on.
Yeah, it's a great book. I hope all you listeners are picking it up. And Greg, real quick, do you want to remind everybody of all the other
So I'm writing the new James Bond book, James Bond 007, which comes out from Dynamite in November. I'm writing the new Firefly book, which is based on the Joss Whedon TV show. That also comes out in November. That's from Boom. And I'm writing some new Star Wars books from Marvel that'll come out in the spring. Near and dear to my heart, I'm doing a Kickstarter right now for The Princess Who Saved Her Friends. That's a children's book, which is actually, it has the same art team as Mech Cadet U. Taki Azala drawing and Jessica Colleen on colors, Simon Boland doing the letters. It's co-written by me and Jonathan Colton, and it's the sequel to The Princess Who Saved Herself, which was a children's book we did based on one of his songs. Feel free to check it out on Kickstarter. If you go to princesswhosaved.com, that'll take you right to the Kickstarter page.
Yeah, and listeners, I'll go ahead and put links in the show notes to all Greg's social media and a link to the Kickstarter as well. Because,
super cool.
You know, my daughter loves that book, The Princess Who Saved the World.
Oh, so, thanks so much.
I'm sure she'll be looking forward to this new The Princess Who Saved Her Friend. So,
fantastic.
Always great to see you, Greg.
Likewise,
thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.